bring fresh oil from heaven.
Welcome to Ed Dufresne Ministries, reaching the world through God's love and His power. Experience fresh oil from heaven as we enter a service already in progress.
A prophet of God is a man of revelation. Everybody say, a man of revelation. And he's a man of revelation. An evangelist and pastors are concerned especially with people. Teachers are concerned with the scripture. Resident in the prophet is the counsel of God, the heart of God, and the pulse of God. In Jeremiah 23-16:18. Here the prophet distinguished the true from the false. We got false prophets and we also got true prophets. And we found out when we was teaching that the false prophets are the ones that come and prophesy vanity to you all the time. Moving right along, since that didn't go over too big. And we have a lot of Holy Ghost nightclubs where everybody goes prophesy over one another and bless me clubs and stuff like that. And they say, well, this one's a prophet and that one's a prophet. And prophets are friends of God. Prophets are men of demonstration. And we're going to get into more of that. We're going to do on another night. We're going to do teaching. See, prophets, sometimes they'll demonstrate their sermons or they'll do things to your intellect that says, oh, my, how disgusting. There's many times I remember when I was over at the ICFCN meeting. Brother Hagin was ministering that night over at Bobby Anion's church at Grace. And the Spirit of God came on him and he couldn't talk. And then he started speaking to me in the Spirit. And he'd speak to me in the Spirit and I'd speak back to him in the Holy Ghost. And then I'd go over and do what he said by the Spirit of God. Do you know by word of faith, people, we got criticized? Yeah. Matter of fact, a Bible school here, not Raymond, but a Bible school here in this town alone, was in there teaching how Ed and Dufresne and Brother Hagin were, you know, and that's wrong and that ain't in the Bible and all kinds of different things. And yet, supernaturally, tremendous things happened. The power of God hit me and I got spinning like a top. You see, people don't understand it. Well, I don't understand that. Well, don't knock it because you don't understand it. I mean, they're men of demonstration. Brother Hagin was up here and he sat down and he says, well, I don't really know what to do. We'll just see what the Holy Ghost wants to do. You know, a night of dedication. And yet people in there were sitting here, went out of here criticizing. I know, we heard about it. Well, it was only office. He didn't have anything from the Lord. He was just sitting down over there. They didn't understand what he was. You see, and that's when the Lord really dealt. That was one of my relatives said that. And I said, that goes to show you Methodist background. And they said, well, he was right. He didn't have nothing. It was only obvious. But yet, ministers were ministered to. People that were ready to quit the ministry. And God called out there through the prophet of God, calling out the deacon's name, the one that was giving them bad time. He called them out while he was sitting on there. By the Spirit of God. You remember that? Well, see, people got benefited. I know preachers. I know preachers that wrote to me and phoned me back and said that changed their life. Okay. Now, what would happen if the prophet's ministry didn't go in operation that night and help those ministers? But yet, it was demonstrated. It was different. Everybody says it's different. And we'll get into that. I don't want to take up any more of that time on that. Glory to God. Say praise the Lord. Prophets are men of demonstration. These often make them act strange. Many times they physically display their message. For years, they used to call me Wild Eddie. And then I tried it for a couple of years. It almost killed me. I said, I'm going to be a dignified teacher. Bless God, I ain't going to act like that. Power of God, get me in the power of God, and I get spinning like a top, and people fall out under the power of God, and then go out and say, well, Wild Eddie was here. Well, I want you to know Wild Eddie is back. Glory to God. I'm going to get wilder. Praise the Lord. And this is just for the benefit of the people that haven't been teaching. And the prophet of confrontation by nature. You know that? They're men of confrontation. Nathan said, thou art the man. Elijah said, the prophets of Baal. John the Baptist said to Herod's wife. The prophets are saddened what grieves God. Sometimes that's why prophets of God, you can't understand them. They seem moody sometimes. They're just, you know, they're grieved. Many times I go into church and I'm grieved. What's problem? What's wrong here? And you're grieved by God and they pick it up. Prophets are men of intercession. They'll pray for the countries. He not only speaks to God about men, but he speaks to men about God. And that's in Exodus 32:7-42. The prophet is a man of expectation, faith and hope and restoration. You remember Daniel? He brings us back to God and he brings God back to us. Isn't that? See, that's why we need a prophet in the land to speak. For we can have revival. I'm convinced that God spoke to my heart. He said revival won't come to America until the prophets get up and speak. And prophesy. Teaching just ain't going to get it. Just pastoring ain't going to get it. Hold evangelistic meetings just ain't going to get it. The prophets have got to speak by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? And then a prophet of God, this is about his personal life. He should be a man of meekness, of humility, never conveying the impression that he's infallible. He is willing to have his ministry in life as well as the operation of the gifts evaluated and judged. Can you say amen? Amen. Glory be to God. Now I want to just talk a little bit. Maybe not as much as scripture reading, but just to... How do you know if you're called to be a prophet or to the fivefold ministry? You can use this as the prophet and also a fivefold ministry. First of all, God is the one who calls someone to the ministry. God. Everybody say God. God. Not dad, not mom, not family, or a board. Are you listening to me? Or not a board. You have to be. I go into church and they said, well, we just had a board meeting and we put this resident prophet in this congregation. I said, well, how do you know he's a prophet? Well, he prophesies sometimes in the services. And a lot of times it was a residue prophet. I mean, I better be careful here. Are you listening to me? Men cannot set the fivefold ministry in the body of Christ. It's God. Isn't that right, Pastor Luke? It's God that said, doesn't matter if what a board says. If God sets a man in place, then that is different. Can you say amen? Glory be to God. And I can read those scriptures for you out of 1 Corinthians 12, if you'd like to read along with me on that and to prove it to you, give you sound scripture on it. 1 Corinthians 12. And it said, and God had set some in the church. And God had set. Now, that set, one day I was reading that, and I said, what do you mean by set? And, of course, I was in construction for years, and I know what happens when concrete sets up. In other words, you know, when we poured this concrete, when it was wet, we could move it around and everything up. But once it was set, you can't move this concrete unless you get dynamite or something like that. But once it's set, and this is God's plan in the church that he has set him. Had one person here just say... I was over in Israel and somebody was telling me about what a pastor said down in Florida and said, well, God, this is full gospel, word of faith. Full gospel, word of faith. Listen to me. Said that the prophet's ministry is done away with. God don't use prophets today. I'm talking about word of faith church. Praise God, it's not a Rhema church, but it is a word of faith church. Can you say amen? And said that, well, that this is what it says. And God had set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, and after that miracles, then gifts of healing and so forth. But God is the one that sets these gift ministries in the church and not man. Can you say amen? It just amazes me how people think they just call them themselves right into the ministry. You can't do that. I said you can't do that. And then this man's going to find out, bless his heart, that isn't true. I saw one guy on TV one day, preacher, said, bless God, if we need a prophet in our church, God will anoint me to be the prophet, or he'll anoint me to be the apostle. I said, how ignorant can you get? That isn't what the Bible says. Isn't that what the Bible said? And God has set in the church. Glory be to God. And if you'll notice in that 12th chapter, and you go over to the 11th chapter, and it says, now look what it says over there in 1 Corinthians 11, because the 11th chapter and the 12th chapter and the 13th chapter and the 14th chapter are all hooked together concerning discerning the Lord's body. See, this is what he said. And for the 29th verse, 11th chapter, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep, or many die. Now, we've used this in the sense, and it's true, there's a double meaning here, where he's talking about discerning the Lord's body, what he provided for you at Calvary. But on the other hand, he's still talking to the church. You need to discern these different ministries that he has set into the body of Christ. That's the reason why a lot of churches are weak spiritually, because they don't discern the gifts of the Spirit. They only have, you know, interpretation and so forth like that. But here, that's the reason why a lot of our churches are weak, because they don't allow the prophet's ministry to come in there. And many of them die. Spiritually speaking, that many of them die because they do not discern what God said in the church. And that isn't, you know, our teaching tonight. I'd like to get off on that. Now, I teach all around the nation on this. You need to discern these different gift ministries. You know one reason why a lot of people are weak spiritually too? And I'm even talking about ministers of the gospel. Even traveling ministers is because they don't even have a home church. They don't discern the pastor's ministry, that their family needs a pastor. Well, that went over big. And let me tell you something. When I was in Israel, this is one thing I'm going to be talking about at Sunday morning. When I was over in Israel, God told me the problem with Tulsa is the fact that nobody wants to make a living sacrifice of their life and concentrate to a local church. They just float around from one church to the next. None of them want them to. And there's a spirit over this city, and we got to break it in the name of Jesus. For that spirit of religion to come down from its place of authority that's over this city. That is a good city. Don't misunderstand me. Huh? You know, I often wonder why all these Christians are in this city have so many problems, and yet they have the best teaching around. Best churches around. It's because of this one part, because they do not discern the pastor's position in the body of Christ, and they don't want to submit and commit to a local church. Hello? Boy, that went over big. We just better head out. Glory to God. Well, praise the Lord. We're talking about the prophet's ministry. How do you know if you're called to be a prophet? Nobody, your mom, your dad, your family are bored. God has to call you and set you into the church. And incidentally, your gift will make a way for you. Whatever you find your hand to do. Praise the Lord. You can tell if you have a divine call by conviction. A witness in your spirit, and there will be a divine compulsion on the inside of you. Did you hear that? You have a divine compulsion for that calling that is on your life. You might not start there at first. Now listen to this. These are things that me and my wife put together for this service tonight. If you are half dedicated Christian, messing around with the things of the world, then you won't be conscious of your spirit, and you could very likely miss the call of God. God speaks to your spirit. Well, I know I'm a prophet, but I'm just going to sit in my room and pray all the time, and I ain't getting involved in nothing. I'm a prophet. You don't start at top, honey. I cleaned toilets for 5 years. You don't start there. But you get messing around with the worldly things and everything else. Don't spend in time, you know, and watching movies all the time and everything else. And you don't spend time before God and get involved in church and get involved in the things of God. You can miss the call of God. I said you can miss the call of God in your life. Moving right along since that went over so big. This would be good for a Bible school, huh? If someone prophesies that you are called to be in a ministry, but God hasn't told you, then disregard the prophecy. See, New Testament prophecy, or, you know, New Testament prophecy being prophesied to you, the gift of prophecy, only confirms, it never calls. Are you listening to me? You see, I know when when people started prophesying over me about the different callings on my life, I already kind of knew that. Now, it was fuzzy, but I kind of knew that. I said, well, you know, that kind of, I kind of knew that. You know, you just, I knew I was going that way a little bit. I kind of feel it in there, but I did. So it just confirmed. Huh? You see, it just confirmed what God was already telling me and dealing with me in the inside. Glory to God. Now notice this. Seeing a need is not a call. Huh? A lot of, you know, they see a need, so they're going to call themselves and do that and do this. If you go into the ministry and God didn't call you, see, these are actually warnings for people that we're doing tonight. And guidelines to tell if you're called into the ministry, a prophet or a fivefold ministry. This will help some of you people. If you go into the ministry and God didn't call you, then you will fail. But if you have that divine call and know it and remain faithful to it, to the call, then you will be a success. Yeah, I've had young men, oh, I want to get involved. I want to do this. God told me to do this. God told me to do that. And I'm to do this point. I'm to do that. And after a while, when it got tough, they just, off they go. Huh? I don't, you know, I hear a lot of people, man, it's just been a blessed. I've been so blessed. It's just been so easy for me to be in the ministry. I just float from one blessing to the next. I said, my God, I must be missing something. I said, I don't understand that. I mean, you know, me, I'm honest. I just, you know. If I make mistakes, I'm honest. I'll tell people I make mistakes or whatever. But I said, you know, I never had it that way. I've had to fight for everything that I've got in the spirit realm. I had to fight in prayer, you know, in intercession and fight. I heard one man that was here preaching here. Preached right here. I heard him say, the devil never bothers me. I sit there and I said, well, glory to God. Hallelujah. I said, I must be doing something wrong. I said, I must be doing something wrong then, because, I mean, he's always trying to steal my trailers. That's my staff's fault. They should have been praying. I was out of the country. No, I'm just teasing you. Are you listening to me? I want to tell you, the devil will fight you for that call. And it is not easy. I don't care what anybody tells you. It is not easy. If it is, I wish you'd tell me I haven't found it yet. I haven't, Roy. I wish somebody would tell me, you know. I tell people, well, God called me and he laid and in 2 years I had this big old church of 10,000 people. And I said, I look at it. I said, God, I said, I must have missed it or something. I know I've made a lot of mistakes, but I want to tell you something. The devil will fight you for your call on your life and try to talk you out of it. He don't want you in the position that God put you in. Can you say amen? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to remain faithful to it. There'll be tough times. Believe me, there'll be tough times. But if you remain faithful wherever you're at, if you believe that you have a call, well, I have the call. What should I do? I said, whatever your hand finds to do. Get into a local church. Get involved. Clean toilets, whatever. And it'll come to the top. Cream always comes to the top. Woo, I like that. And it will come to the top. You'll come up. I started cleaning toilets in the church for 5 years. I was cleaning the pulpit one night and nobody was around. And all of a sudden a voice came out of the pulpit and said, you go all over the world and preach. And I jumped back and I thought my pastor was playing games with me, and I went over to the sound thing. I thought maybe he put a speaker in there or something. And I was looking around to see what it does, but that was God speaking to me. I said, God, I can't even get up and give a testimony besides preach. That ain't my calling. I am a helper. I'll work with my hands. I can build buildings. I can clean toilets. But you know, I look back at all those years, even my pastor said, Ed, you'd have to go to speech class for 10 years and then go to a cemetery after that. If I'd have listened to that, I'd never been in the ministry. But I'm in here, even with all the fumbling mistakes and everything else, but remain faithful. Remaining faithful where you're at. I'm telling you, a faithful man shall abound in the blessings of God. And you remain faithful wherever you're at. And God will bring you to the top. It happens every time. Glory, I preach myself happy already. If called, study. It has never lost time. Dedicate, concentrate, and submit to God's will in your life. If God calls you, then He will equip you to carry out that call. But let God call you and equip you. He'll equip you. It'll come up. It'll come up. It'll come up. Your gift will make a way for you. If someone prophesies that you stand in a particular fivefold ministry, but God hasn't already told you, disregard the prophecy. And we said that once before, but we're saying it again. You cannot call yourself to a certain office. Only God can. I go to church and a guy come out, you know, kind of bushwhack me in the corner or something like that, you know, and he'd slip into the pastor's office. He says, "I'm a prophet." I said, "Oh yeah, how do you know?" He says, "Well, the guy here prophesied, came through and he prophesied over me that I'm a prophet." Yeah, I said, he says, "What do you do?" I said, "Well, he asked me, well, what do you do as a prophet?" "Well, I work." I said, "I work in the gospel." I mean, you just don't sit up on a mountain and prophesy all the time. Huh? And you know, we got a doctrine running around today, you know, there's some truth to it, don't misunderstand me, that every church has to have an apostle and every church has to have a prophet and so forth like that. And so what they're doing to get in the flesh and they're appointing people in their church. And they say, you know, there's our resident prophet. And I told you, no, that's residue prophet. I don't know if I'm helping you, but this is the truth. This will help you. If someone... you cannot call yourself into a certain office. Well, we went in. When starting the ministry, you will start at the bottom. Sometimes make great sacrifices, but the call alone will pull you through if you remain faithful to God. See, that's how you can tell if you got it. Just remaining faithful to it, and that call will pull you through. I tell you, folks, I had a rough time getting into the ministry. I did. I had a rough time. But you know, every time I think back in those days, I said, but I made it. I mean, at least I'm to the stage in the ministry where I'm at. But as I look back in my life, even in the middle of tragedy, remain faithful to God. And you will always come through on top. Glory be to God. Give Jesus a hand clap. That's good stuff. Glory to God. If you think you are called to stand in a particular office, just wait and test to find out for sure. Even if you're called to it, you won't step into it immediately. Boy, that's the truth. If God exposes you fully too soon, it could destroy you and your ministry. You know, I had a Bible school out in Los Angeles. It's still going. And I remember one time I was in a morning teaching service and the power of God came in. And I knew something by the Spirit and I told this young man what God was showing me. See, I was just learning myself. But I went ahead and told that young man something. And when I went back, I felt I grieved the Spirit of God. I said, "What is it, Lord?" He said, "You shouldn't have told him." He said, "I revealed it to you, but you don't have to tell it now." And so that guy, you know, he says, "He'll be all right. You pray for him." But you could hurt him because he's so enthusiastic. He wants to get out there. And you say something like that before, and he'll try to jump out there. You see what I mean? There's a lot of you in here that go here. The Lord has spoke to me about your ministry and your life. But if I say anything, you'd run out there and maybe go goofy because you haven't learned to be faithful yet. You haven't learned how to be consecrated yet. Are you listening to me? God ain't going to give you a wad of power and for you to be a little baby. Can you imagine a little baby with a H-bomb in the crib with him? And he's got a hand on that thing and you know, the daddy gave it to him. And just pull that and you have all the power you want. Well, that's the same way in the sense in these ministries there's a lot of power. And it takes time to develop. It takes time to operate and learn. Can you say amen? And so I learned through the years, there's a time to say it and there's a time to not to say it. Brother Hagin was in the ministry 24 years before God called him the prophet's ministry. Now he was sanctified, set apart for that ministry, but it didn't come on him until after 24 years in the ministry. Isn't that something? Oh Lord. Some of you are thinking it's going to take 24 years. Of course, not all of you are called to be a prophet. I'm just teaching for you to understand the prophet's ministry. You must make sure you walk and stay in your office. Intruding into the wrong office can kill you. And we will discuss that on another night or whatever when the Lord tells me to. But I want to teach you on that, how you can go in and try to walk in another office and how it can kill you. There's a lot of pastors that really are businessmen, and they should not be pastors. And they die prematurely. What? Not discerning that part in the body of Christ. Not discerning your part in the body of Christ. Preachers need to discern their part in the body of Christ and where you belong. You know what I'm talking about, Brother Hudson, don't you? You see, you got to discern that part where you belong. And if you start walking in another person's office and try to, you'll end up being shortchanged in your life. Can you say amen? If you try to walk in an office other than your own, you will lose your effectualness for God. Don't be taken up with names, titles. Just let God promote you. See, these are notes that the Lord gave us just to bless you with tonight. You cannot build your ministry on the supernatural. It must be built on the Word for it to survive. Because, you know, when sickness and disease comes knocking on your door and the gifts of the Spirit not operation, you're going to have to stand on the Word. And what if there ain't a prophet in town? So that's why you need to develop the Word of God. Whatever your calling is, you still need to know the Word of God. Are you listening to me? And that way you're on good ground when you're on. You don't build a ministry on the supernatural. You don't build your ministry on a gift. You build it on the Word of God. And it will last forever because the Word is forever. Can you say amen? I don't know if you're being blessed tonight, but I am. Glory to God. Before a person can press further into the spirit realm, he must be equipped to do so. By doing other spiritual things, a minister can get off. What do you mean? Well, getting into other spiritual things that God never called you to do. You know, everybody thinks we just do everything. You can't do everything. Are you listening to me? You cannot just do anything you want. You got to do what God tells you to do in that part in the body of Christ. Everybody's trying to be jack of all trades. In the ministry, you can't do it. Find out what God's called you to do and then do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Any ministry gift carries... Now notice this. Any ministry gift carries ranks within the office. Go to Romans chapter 12 and that'll bear that out. Romans 12. Like I said, in these meetings, we didn't know which way we go. We might teach, we might preach. Some nights we dance in the Spirit. Just do all kinds of things. But tonight we're doing some teaching. Glory to God.
This is the end of side number one. Please turn the tape over to side number two for the continuation of this message.